Welcome to
Cherry Lip Gloss.
This is our first ever podcast, guys. What?
So nervous. We're so nervous.
Me and Becca are starting a podcast. How is this a thing?
It's weird.
We're literally so young. I feel like it's weird. But this podcast is going to be a mess. Beware, mm-hmm. because the audio is going to be garbage. We're probably going to stutter. It's just, oh my
It's God. Bad. It's going to be bad, but we're just going to try it. We're going to try to be chill, but we're really nervous. Yeah. I'm really nervous.
I'm nervous too, but I'm so used to YouTube videos. So I'm trying to be on it. No cuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're just going to lay back. We're going to chill out. So I think the first thing we should talk about is the title of our podcast. What made us want to start a podcast? Well, pretty much all of it was my idea.
It was literally Sarah. She was like, I want to start a podcast. I'm like, okay.
I was like, so I want you to start a podcast with me, and it's going to be great. And the name Cherry Lip Gloss, well, I came up with Cherry Lip Gloss, but Rebecca liked it instantly. She was just like, oh my God, that's so perfect.
It's so girly.
I was thinking of girly stuff. I'm like, what's girly? I was Teen Talk. No, it's too big. Girl talk. And then so finally I was like, oh, you know what's kind of girly? It's cherry lip gloss. It's the, you know what I mean? You think girl?
It's cute.
So that's pretty much how we decided to make a podcast. I was just like, dude, podcasts are so fun. All you have to do is talk. That's what we could do.
Okay, it can be hard, I feel like.
Becca stutters too much. It's really bad. So, yeah, this podcast is going to be awesome, but what topic I wanted to pull up today was firsts. It's kind of confusing, but firsts, everything. You know what I mean? Obviously, this is our first podcast, so it'd be, perfect to talk about first, situations. Your first time riding a bike. Your first time having a crush, you know? We're going to talk about first. I think that's a good way to start. So, I think, should we start at, the very juicy stuff?
Or should we
start,
We're going to gradually get juicy. So, we can make y'all listen.
Yeah, y'all going to have to stay tuned. And hopefully, you guys are listening to this when you just, maybe in the shower. I like to listen to podcasts in the shower. I think that's fun. Or driving.
In the shower, Sarah.
Driving, I love listening to podcasts when I'm driving. Most of you probably don't drive yet, but.
Well.
Yeah, but this podcast is, we're trying to make it so everyone can listen. Why does your phone keep turning off?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm trying to make this a very versatile podcast that not only can our fans listen to and relate to, but also guys. That's going to be a little awkward.
It's going to be awkward, but all your friends and
but stuff. Guys can listen to if they want. The guys can listen to. Yeah. And parents, if you want to listen. My mom's watching this. I already know.
Yeah, just know you're going to hear stuff about us that you didn't know.
It's going to be very awkward. And we're not going to use any names. Okay, so let's talk. I wrote some notes down because I'm trying to prepare. But the first thing I wrote is your first crush.
Oh my God.
Can you remember,
I can remember my first crush, actually.
I can remember mine, too. And mine's a sad story. Do you want to go first, or?
Okay, mine was pretty basic. All the little girls from first grade went up to him, and they were like, she likes you, and he goes, do you like him back? Do you like her back? And he goes, I used to, but not anymore. And I'm like, what the heck?
Don't use his name, but you never told me that before.
Yeah, no, I have, but, I don't know. It was a long time ago.
Okay, mine sucks.
It was so sad.
Okay, my first crush, well, maybe we should put their names. Should we put their names?
No, it doesn't really matter.
We could make up names. His name, I'm going to make up the name Levi. I don't know, that's the first thing that came to my head. So, my crush was named Levi, not actually, but, and I remember having a crush on him, and I was, head over heels for this boy. I was only, 8 years old. I didn't even know, what, I liked him so much, but guess what? Plot twist. He liked my best friend instead.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it sucked. I was oh my gosh, does he like me?
I feel for you.
Yeah, and then so he was a good artist, and I remember him drawing a rose, right? And I was like, oh my God, he's drawing me a rose. He drew it for my best friend. That's just.
That sucks.
It does suck. No. But here's the plot twist. I took it.
You took it. Oh, I remember you telling me this. You were such a brat. Oh my God.
I was so mad. And you know what else happened? I remember they were always together and they were ditching me. And so they ditched me to a bench and I chased after them. I tripped, fell on the bench, and busted my lip. That would only happen to me, right?
You fell.
And busted my lip. So that's kind of dumb. Sorry, we were already going off about that. Okay. I've never had good luck with boys. That's
No, I mean, I feel like your time's gonna come. Your time's gonna come.
My time's gonna come.
When you get it in a serious relationship.
Okay, next one is a little more saucy, but who was your first bully? Do you remember your first bully?
Oh, I only had one bully in school. I really never talked to anybody that much. So, I don't know. I don't remember what her name was, but she would always just, like, stick her tongue out at me and roll her eyes at me. And I'm like,
and,
okay.
And back then you were like, oh my God.
I'm so offended. Oh God. And I would just look at her like, what are you doing? So to like make her not bully me anymore, I gave her a whole like purse. I gave her a whole dollar and I gave her a whole fruit roll up. Like literally.
That's our family's method all, for honestly. Bullies. Our family's bully method for bullies is just give them love.
And she was like, what? What is this for? Like, I'm always like, what? And I was like, I love you. Oh, my God. I didn't say you're, I love yeah. you, but I was like, yeah.
My first bully.
You on, were okay. a bully.
let's just diss it now.
If anybody bullied you, you started
it. I was a bully, okay? I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. That's sad to hear, but when I was younger, I was a spoiled brat because my dad, I was a daddy's girl. Oh, I yeah. had everything I wanted. My dad was like treating me like a princess. Oh. So in my head, I'm like, I'm it, man. Like, and I just bullied so many people and I feel, and what's sad though, is now that the people I've bullied, I'm a completely changed person. I'm a Christian now. I love Jesus and I'm,
she
so,
was a Christian before, but now,
now I'm a real Christian. And so now I run into them in the daily life and they're like, oh, yeah, you bullied me. And I'm like, shoot.
And then your friends back you up, and they're like, yeah, you were a brat.
Yeah, no, at a high school game. I was at a high school game the other day, and someone that I had gone to school with, he just comes up to me, and you were like, you were so mean to me. And I'm just like,
okay.
Well, yeah, I don't know what to say to that. Like, it's kind of like, oh, man, I done messed up, and there's nothing I can do about it. But I'm not a bully anymore. I was a bully, but I don't think I had a bully. But it wasn't that big of a deal.
I don't think that we can blame you because you were a kid. All kids are dumb when they're little, and that's true. Just that. You know?
I wasn't self-aware. I was so bad. I don't know why I was like that.
I think everyone comes to the age where they're not self-aware at all, and they just do whatever and say
like,
whatever.
Right, when you're young, like, you could say the meanest things to people, and you don't even think it's mean, and it's just horrible. Okay, next one. It's a little more juicy. First time, well, I don't even know if you've ever had a first time holding anyone's hand.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Okay, well, eventually you will, but mine was so dumb. I was in, like, elementary school, and I had my little boyfriend. You know how it is in elementary school. You're like, or it was, like, intermediate. It was, like, going into middle school, but he was my boyfriend, aka, if you could see me IRL, I'm doing the, quote-unquote,
marks,
yeah, like,
you know.
Boyfriend, and I remember he was like, is it okay if I hold your hand? And I was like, I thought you never asked. I wanted to be all, like, dramatic. I was like, I thought you never asked.
You were a little chubby, like, little girl, like, I thought you never asked.
Yeah. I was not a cute little pickle. So, finally, I was like, yeah. So, his hand was really clammy, and we're walking down the hallway, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. But then, immediately, we stopped because there was teachers looking, and we got really scared. So, that was my first hand-holding experience. It was fun. It was cool. It was whatever. Okay, this is going to be a next one. First time texting somebody, like texting.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I freaking, okay, I can't. Like,
I don't even remember.
I remember. Mine was, like, when I was, like, 13 because I, like, our parents are really strict and stuff. So, I had finally got permission from my parents. Now all I needed to do was get his number.
We're, like, our parents are very strict, so we make sure to ask every time we can text a guy and everything. So Rebecca had finally gotten permission from this guy that she liked, but he never even said he liked you.
You know how I said there's a time when you're not self-aware? Okay, that was my time to shine, all right? So.
You're loud. You're going to spike the audio.
I know, I'm going to spike. Okay, I literally wrote my number down on a paper he didn't even ask me. I just went up to him and gave it to him.
You're like, you're welcome. Here's my number.
I just gave it to him and ran off because he was leaving and he was like, what is this? And I'm like, oh my God, you're so dumb. And so he texted me the same night and I was like, oh, cool. He actually texted back. But then like he would always, every time like I would text him, he would just be like, oh, I gotta go. mow the lawn or do something. And I'm like, okay.
You're sparking the audio. She's very passionate about this subject. She's very fuming still.
It's just so annoying.
Still soft it's subject. So my first time texting someone, my parents, of course, approved. And every time he wanted to text me, he went and asked my parents first. And so we would text, but of course, like, texting guys, like, oh my gosh, we're texting. But it's really nothing interesting happens in texting. I don't really like texting that much, to be honest. It's just boring. Like, oh my god, what are you doing? Oh, I'm watching TV. What are you doing? It's just honestly a waste of time. Okay, next one. First time driving.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm 16, so I've been driving. I'm a pro driver.
She's literally like a horrible driver. She like speeds everywhere.
Don't put that on the internet.
Oh my god. Okay, so my first time driving like on the actual road just happened today
it was crazy.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, this is real life stuff, people. This happened today. She's 15. She should be getting her license next year if she takes a class.
Yeah, I'm hoping to, but
it's go ahead and explain your traumatizing experience.
It was traumatizing, but I'm still gonna try to drive. Anyway, so my mom kept letting me drive around the neighborhood. So I was like, oh, let me drive to the stop sign. So we got to the stop sign and she was like, oh, you ready to go further? And I was like, oh, okay, we're gonna go to the next stop sign. So she ended up letting me drive to the store, and it wasn't that far. It was like maybe 2 miles away, not maybe less. But so we were driving, everything was going fine, and we had brought our dog Rosie. And I braked really hard, so she went flying through, like, she was, like, sitting in the middle of the two seats, so she went flying by the little shift gear thingy.
Mm-hmm.
So, we didn't think anything of it, but whenever the light turned green, I pressed the gas, and it went in reverse.
And there was someone behind her.
There was someone behind me, and oh my god, Weedy was like, what's happening? And
turns out the car's broken.
The dog fell on the shifter and it went in reverse.
Oh, that was crazy. Imagine if you would have hit a car.
I literally that would have been
your first and last time driving.
Yeah, definitely. That was really scary, but
my first time driving.
You're perfect at it, everything, so I think that
I'll be quiet. Heck no. I've gotten into some near, very close accidents several times already. But I think my first time driving was probably at this big parking lot. My dad took me, and I was like, I'm ready to drive. And I remember I always wanted to drive. I always bugged him for driving me. So finally he let me drive, and it's just a thrilling experience driving for your first time. You're like, oh my god. Right? Don't you get excited? Like,
yeah, it was really fun.
It's fun. It's kind of like you're driving a go-kart, but then once you drive enough, it's kind of boring, and you're just like, oh my god, I have to drive that far. But my first time driving was normal. I didn't hit any cars or anything like that.
I didn't hit any cars.
I was very nervous, but I made it, and I did good. So my dad said,
you're probably like, ah!
Okay, the next topic I have is your first paycheck. I'm gonna say it first this time. I got my first paycheck like a long time ago when I first started YouTube, and my mom always was like, do your side hustle, do your YouTube. So we can talk more about these topics too, because we're only 13 minutes in and I'm already gone through like half my topics. So I started YouTube, and if you guys don't know, when you have a YouTube channel, you have to hit $100 before you can get that payment out. So, like, if you made $20 or $25, you can't get it until you hit $100. It just stacks up. So, finally, I had hit $100, but my family has this routine where if...
It's kind of tradition in a way.
It's tradition, but it's also just giving thanks to God. So, it's called first fruits, and you give the first fruits of what you earn to God. And so, my mom's like, well, your brother Timothy, legit Tim, for you guys don't know, gave his first paycheck to tithes, and look where he's at now. And I was like, at first I was kind of mad about it, but I was like, you know what? She's right. This definitely belongs to God. So I tithed my first $100. I'm blessed overfold. You can't outgive God. That's like my dad always says. And so my first real paycheck, though, I was balling out. I was like, ha ha.
But you definitely don't give to receive. That wasn't really the point. It was just like, this is yours, you know, like, It was
like it's giving back to God what belongs to God, pretty much. Like, it's not like you're like, oh my God, God, I'm gonna give you my first $100, so be grateful. It's like, no, you're giving to him what he already owns. So, yeah. But what was your first paycheck like working as an employee with me
via me? I'll start off with, I used to do chores. My first paycheck, I think, was like,
oh, well, I mean, I've gotten paychecks like as chores too, but I meant kind of more like a YouTube thing. Okay,
so as Sarah's editor, I was like, balling, like, I was banking.
When did you become my editor? You've been,
I don't know, it's been a few,
it's been a while. Long time. It's been probably almost a year already, I want to say.
That's crazy. I don't know how much you paid me, but
it wasn't the first time it was.
I'm not sure if I did for first fruits or
not. You probably didn't,
because I don't think that I remember to.
So you just wouldn't spend it?
I probably just spent it. Like, I don't know. But it was, I was, like, felt like a baller. Like, I was, like, oh, my God. I'm, like,
you just felt like having, you're actually having money now. Yeah. So, that's cool.
It was crazy. Yeah, I felt independent.
Rebecca actually does get paid every Sunday via Sarah. She's my editor. She edits every single video you guys watch. I retired that job a long time ago.
She does not like it.
It takes so long.
It does take long, but in the end, it's worth it.
That's true. See, Rebecca can edit two ways. She either is like, all right, Sarah, here's your video. And I watch it, and I'm like, oh, man, this is not going to go well. But then sometimes she's like, oh, I'm so excited for you to watch the video. Come watch it. Like, it's so good.
It's good when it's good content, all right?
I always give you good content.
No, not always. Not always. Don't lie to me.
But, yeah, she's making good money, and she's going somewhere with her career. My career is her career. We're in this together till the end. And now we're starting a podcast, and who knows if this goes well, then she's going to be making a revenue from this as well.
That's pretty cool.
But that's definitely not the reason we're doing this. I just love podcasts.
She really wanted to. She's so excited. I'm like, okay, like, we'll do it.
I feel like it's so fun. Like, you guys listening at home are having this conversation with us. Like, you know what I mean? Like, leave us a rating, of course, wherever you're listening, leave us a rating. That's how we're going to get higher up. That's how more people are going to get to hear us. And just leave us a comment if there's any way to comment. And just tell us your first time driving, your first time, you know, we want to know about it. So, next thing I have, the first time you got an injury, like I said.
Oh my God. Why would you put that? Okay, you go first.
Okay, I've never really gotten that hurt. I've never gone to the hospital, got stitches, anything like that. Everyone in my family has. Like, they've gone for something. But me, I've never gone to the hospital for, like, stitches or anything like that. So, I think the first time I got seriously injured, though, would have to be for something stupid, too. So, what happened was, I was doing handstands because I was this gymnast. You know, I was flipping all over the place. I was practicing my handstands in our room. And for some reason, I was practicing my handstand right up against where our bed is. And our bed is made of wood, right? So, like, on the edge of your bed, you know what I mean? Like, you have your beam or whatever. And so, I was doing my handstand. And as I was coming down from my handstand, I slammed, like, my little, like, funny
shin,
bone. Or shin. Like, shin. Yeah. Right up against the edge of the bed.
Oh,
and
my God.
I have a dent to this day. It's like a little bullet hole. And I remember crying so much. And my parents were freaking out. They were like, dude, she's broken a bone. We're going to have to go to the hospital. And it hurt. It hurt. And I remember crying myself to sleep that night. Do you remember? You were in the same room with me.
Oh, yeah. You were always crying, though. So I can't really remember.
Yeah, but it was wild. Of course, I didn't go to the hospital because I'm not a baby like some people.
Okay, you know what? You want to hear my injury? You were there and you saw it. That was the actual injury. Yours was just a little baby bruise.
It was the best day of my life.
Oh, my God. You were so evil. Okay. So my brother, Sam, I think it was Sam. You know, like, sometimes they give away prizes at, like, kindergarten or
Wait,
whatever.
What are you saying?
Let me finish. You have never heard this part. This is why I ran into the
chair. Oh.
So Sam had, like, this slime or whatever that they gave him for, like, a prize. And I was like, oh my God, Sam has slime. So I ran all the way across the house and I bumped into a chair and hit my head.
Okay, so it was a dining table. There was a dining table in the center of our room and it had these big, like, bulky wooden chairs. And I was doing my homework like a good girl, like on my kitchen table.
I remember Daniel and Sarah, like,
yeah, and so she's running around the table, and I just hear, and they go, and she's on the floor, and her head is gushing like a water fountain. Like, it's, like, spraying out. And I remember mom, of course, her parents freaked out. They carried her. They put a rag on her forehead. That's so dumb.
I don't know. I ran into a chair. That's why I think I can't remember things. Because I have brain damage.
I never thought about that.
That's what I always think. So, like, if you look in the videos, you might be able to spot my scar. It's right in between my eyebrows. Stop looking at it.
It's just so funny.
Anyway.
So Rebecca has a hard time remembering things. Like, I tell her something, and then 5 seconds later, she's like, hey, what'd you say? I'm like, I just told you. So, pretty much, like, I always joke around, like, she has short-term memory loss, but of course she doesn't. That's not, we're gonna...
Well, we don't know that yet, but...
But long story short, man, we're loud. We're probably spiking audio like crazy. Yeah. Sorry if this audio is garbage, but... Anywho, so that could be a thing, though. Like, imagine if when you hit your head... I don't think you hit it that hard.
I don't know.
I mean, I've hit my head pretty hard.
But I did have to get stitches. I remember I didn't cry until I knew... I couldn't see anything because so much blood in my eyes. And I was like, am I bleeding? Gosh. And I asked my mom. She was like, yes. And that's when I started crying. I'm like, I didn't even really hardly feel the pain, honestly.
Dude, the times that all of us have just gone to the hospital was very emotionally scarring for me. Like, Sam going to the hospital.
You got emotionally scarred and you never had to actually go to the hospital.
So this is kind of off topic of the first injury, but I wanted to share this one, which happened to me recently, which, oh my God, I'm so stupid. Tim has this supreme, it's a bike, right? It's like a dirt bike. And he, like, brought it to our house and wanted to ride it around all the house. And everyone was having so much fun on it. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to ride the bike. And I had already ridden it, but I wanted to ride it again.
You got too comfortable.
I got too comfortable. So I'm riding on it. And I'm like, dude, this is so fun. I went around our house like 5 times. I'm like, dude, this is great. So my friend was cheering me on. And that's what kind of messed me up. Because I was like, woo! So as I pull the little, how do you call it?
I don't know. It's like a...
engine
it boosts
I don't know what to call it, but you twist it and the bike goes faster. So when I twisted it to go, it like kicked me, like it gave me a really big boost, which made me pull it even harder. So it was kind of just like a snowball effect. Like I pull it to go, it jerked me back, which pulled it to more and more and more. And so finally the bike just went too fast. I fell off, scraped my arms up really really bad, my knee up, and I hit my head, which was the biggest part. And let me tell you, I hate getting hurt, and I hate people getting concerned. So, like, I didn't want my parents to come out, because we had a big family gathering this day, too, which makes it worse. Yeah, all of our cousins came over. No. And I did not want every single person in the house to come out and be like,
oh my god, Sarah, are you okay?
Oh my god. And then, should we take it to the hospital? How many fingers am I holding up? No, I did not. So I get up, I laugh, because that's what makes it look like, oh, I'm good. I laugh. I stand up, everyone's like, oh my god, are you okay? Some people that were outside came and helped me up. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. Dude, I'm seeing black. I'm like, So I'm like, I'm gonna walk inside. Nothing happened. They're not gonna notice if I just walk inside. So I go straight to my restroom, and my friends helped me clean up. And I was like, my cousins came, and they were like, oh my god. I was like, don't tell anybody. So my cousin took me up. They were like, they went and snuck to the kitchen and got ice, and they tried not to show anybody. And so, and this time I had hit my head and I had scraped it really bad. And I thought I had a concussion because I started like blacking out and I literally almost passed out. I was like, dude, I'm about to go down. I was like, I'm about to go down, man. But that was so dumb. It was so bad. And I remember everyone was like, are you okay? And I was out of it for the rest of the day. But
yeah.
Long story short, wear helmets on bikes. That's my biggest advice.
I don't think you got any brain damage, though.
No, maybe a little bit.
I think you're fine. I hit my head really hard on the wood.
I think maybe because you were young, that's what did it when you hit your head.
Yeah, my brain was still soft.
your head was still soft. And then you're like, bonk.
Yeah, I probably made a dent in there.
Oh, and I always notice your head's a little rounder in the front. Like, I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but your head's like a little round in the forehead. It looks kind of...
That doesn't make any
it's
sense.
It's cute, but I'm just saying. Okay, don't get too far from the mic, because I don't want it to be a little off.
Oh, sorry, I was just trying
to... Okay, let me see what else I got on this. We're only 23 minutes on, but it feels like we've been talking for like an hour.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
To you? No. It feels like it does, because maybe it's just because it's hot in here. I don't know.
You're like wearing a long sleeve. Do you want to change?
Oh, true. Okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about is the first time getting in trouble with our parents.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what's, like, the first time we can remember? Because, obviously, we got in trouble, like, when we were, like, super young over stupid stuff.
Okay, I remember.
Should we share the Ding Dong Dory?
Yes, that's what I was gonna share. That's the first time I think
okay, like, this is the I first remember. Time we remember getting, like, big, big in trouble was, do you want to share it, or?
I'll share
my experience, and then you can share your experience.
You're better at telling it. You just tell it.
So we were playing outside of our front yard with these, like, little building blocks, and we're just chilling, and then we're like, you know what? Let's go ding-dong-dor-ditch, right? Oh, I told Rebecca, I was like, let's go ding-dong-dor-ditch. And in my head, I was not going to ring someone's doorbell. Like, I was going to fake her out and make her think that I actually rang someone's doorbell, but I actually didn't.
Okay, but the thing was that they were building, like, new houses right by our house, so...
What does that have to do with anything?
Okay, just keep telling it.
So I go up to this house, and I act like I ring the doorbell. I don't even touch it. I just, like, act like I ring it, and then I run away, and I'm like, oh, my God, Rebecca, I ding-dong. But I didn't think Rebecca was actually gonna do it.
What did you think I was doing?
I don't know. So when she goes up to the door, Rebecca actually ding-dong door ditches. So she rings it, and the lady comes to... She saw us or something.
I think she saw us, but we ran. Like
we ran, sprinted. Right? We sprinted, and she was like, I actually rang the doorbell. And I was like, you're kidding. And so we were so scared. We were terrified. We were like, oh, God. Because we saw the lady start coming out of the house. So we're like, oh my God.
It was like the Wicked Witch of the West.
She was a Karen, bro. She was going straight for us. Yeah. She's like, nah, man. Nah, kids having fun?
It was scary. Not my watch.
Yeah, so we ran to our room when we saw her coming, and we hid under the bed, I think.
I or remember on our beds. Her yelling at mom.
Yeah, she went to our mom's, and she ran to our doorbell, and she told her mom, she's like, I have work in the morning, and I'm, the fact that your kids are doing this right
though.
Now,
yeah. She was like, I was taking a nap.
Yeah. I have work in the morning, and your daughters are ding-dong door ditching, and I was like, and then I remember mom coming to our room, and she was like, just wait till your dad gets home, and we're like, nah, man, we're dead, man, we ain't coming out of this one alive.
I don't remember what happened after that.
I was so scared. Yeah, she said, wait till your dad gets home, and then we ended up, like, on the bed, we were just like, we started crying. We were so scared.
I don't know what you thought I was gonna do. Like, you thought I was gonna fake it with you? What did you think?
I don't know. I thought that you were, like, that stupid. Because, like, I was just doing it as a joke, and you actually did it. Like, I was just, like, trying to act like, oh, we're doing
okay, me. I was a kid. I was dumb?
Was?
You know what? You wanna... Just tell the next topic. That's okay. It.
Next topic is First Valentine. Have you had a First Valentine? Oh. I'm so sorry, guys. We're gonna have to... She's crying. She's... Okay, I'll just share mine because mine's pretty great. So, I was young. I was really young. But this was, like, the same guy that I had first started texting. And I remember he asked my parents because this kid was the... He was the most gentleman in men ever. And he was only... He was young. He was, like, 14 or, like, 13. You know what I mean?
What the heck?
No, he was, like, 14.
Okay.
And, like, what kind of... He was pretty mature, I think, for his age. Like, he actually asked mom, like, can I bring your daughter something? And I was like... Okay.
What?
I was like, okay. So pretty much he asked my parents, and I remember we had Bible study, and he came to Bible study, and oh my God, I still remember it.
Oh. Okay,
do you, I remember, because I was kind of expecting it, because like my mom was like, oh, I'm going to cut that. Joseph. Oh, not Joseph. That's someone I know is named Joseph. I'm just going to say Carl. Okay. Carl. Okay. Carl has a surprise for you, right? He asked if he could bring you something. So I'm upstairs, like, anxiously waiting. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm waiting. But I was trying to act normal. Like, oh my God, did someone come for me? So,
my
mom and dad were like, Sarah. I could hear them. I still remember their tone. Sarah. And I was upstairs, and I'm like, okay, this is my time to shine. So I come downstairs, like, Carl's got a surprise for you. And I come down. And he's holding this bouquet of flowers, my favorite type of flowers, like a wildflower bouquet. And he had this big box of my favorite chocolates ever. You remember that? And a teddy bear.
It
and
was, I was Ferrero Rocher's.
Yeah, it was Ferrero Rocher's. But long story short, after I ate the whole, like, half the box, I was sick of them. I can't eat them to this day. I can't look
she
at them.
She gets sick of them. Okay, just continue with the story.
So anyways, I was so, like, I did not expect that much at all. And I was just like, this is great. So happy. It was
she literally cried. I remember. I was like,
so
oh my God,
happy. I was so happy. There's nothing compared to like getting flowers. Like, I mean, up to that day, I had never gotten flowers from anyone but my dad. So, I mean, that's great. Trust me. But at the same time, like, I was like, but then that exact time, I think someone else brought me Valentine too. Another guy. And I felt bad. Do you remember?
Oh, I remember that.
So Carl, we're gonna okay. Carl had brought me this big, wonderful bonanza, and so let's call him Steve. Steve was also trying to like woo me or whatever. I was an ugly bean. I don't know who was trying to woo me back then. Oh my gosh. So pretty much, I remember making this big deal about it. Like, oh my god, have you seen the flowers? They're so pretty and everything. And I was so like just head over heels. So Steve. Bible study had ended, everyone left, and Steve, he left, and he said bye and everything, because he liked me too, and I go in my room, and there's just this little, teddy bear on there.
Teddy bear, oh my god.
And I was like, oh, that was all he could get, and because he didn't even give it to me. He left it on my bed, and walked off, and he never, you know what I mean? And I was just kind of like, oh, I remember feeling so sad.
It's so sweet. It's so sweet.
But, and the fact that, when I first saw him, when I, this day of Bible study is when I went down, Matt. Bible study, he didn't come up to me and say, oh, I have a Valentine for you. He,
He was waiting for
the moment, but he, probably shelves. Felt bad. He didn't want to, you know what I mean, compared to, this big old bonanza.
Yeah.
So I'm going to cry.
Are you actually... Okay.
No, I'm not crying.
Your eyes look watery.
Okay, so I've kind of gone through a lot of the topics, but I want to see if Becca had any ideas for...
Ooh,
what about first time wearing makeup?
Okay, first time wearing
makeup. Ooh, I should put mine, because I got in trouble for it.
Okay, I got in trouble for mine, too, but I don't think I got... Probably not as
well because I did everything by myself. I was so independent since the day I was 10. My mom, I wouldn't ask her, oh, how to shave, how to put makeup on. I would just do it. I was like, let me just try it out. So I remember getting interested in makeup. So I go to the HEB and I had my own money back then already. So I was I'm gonna get some concealer, I'm gonna get some mascara.
You probably all looked white.
Yeah, I looked horrible. I looked horrible, but that's not the point. So pretty much I bought it, and then I remember putting on mascara. No, first I curled my lashes, and Mom noticed, and she was like, did you do something to your eyelashes? And I'm like, Mom, they're just curled. And I was telling the truth. I was. But then I started putting on mascara, and I remember she was like, your eyelashes look really long. Did you do anything to them? And I was like, no, I just curled. The second time I lied.
God,
the second time I lied.
You're such a liar, bro.
But then what gave it away that I was wearing makeup was that after I would wash out my makeup, I didn't wash it right. So, under my eyes were, a bunch of black stuff. So, she was like, you're wearing mascara. I know you are. And I remember she got, mad at me at first. But then she just hated the way the black looked under my eyes the whole time. So, she was like, I'll tell you what. If you stop putting mascara on your under eye, I'll give you a better mascara.
That's sweet.
She didn't want me wearing it on the lower lash because it looked too much.
It looked too much
for my age. Because I was probably
I think you were
I was 13 or 14. I started wearing makeup really young, but that's just because I was a little ugly pickle, so I need a little extra help.
I really just started wearing Sarah's makeup maybe 14 or 15, I think.
14 or 15, okay. So what was your first experience like?
My first experience was a lot more parent approved than yours. Okay, I started off with clear mascara for nothing.
It doesn't do anything.
But I just wanted to feel special.
We should tell them advice though. So, what do you think? We're in no room to tell you how much makeup to wear because obviously that's up to your parents. But I think a good age to transform into makeup would probably be depending on how mature you are too. If you're 12 and 13 and you want to start wearing makeup, clear mascara. Or curling your lashes.
Just
I think that's
you
cute.
Something.
Yeah,
just
or a little something. Bit of lip gloss, maybe. Or chapstick. Chapstick. That's better.
We're not ready. Lip gloss. I think lip gloss is okay.
The whole setup.
Oh my gosh.
We're gonna catch it on fire.
Okay,
I think my phone's charged enough. Anyways, so I think 12 is good age for curling lashes, clear mascara, lip gloss. I feel 13 or 14.
Yeah.
Depending on what your parents think.
You gotta start light, though. You really have to start light.
Yeah, you can't go straight eyeliner, man. You can't do all that.
No.
So, I think the age for eyeliner, for sure, is probably, 16 or 17. Yeah, I didn't start wearing eyeliner this year, pretty much. And now I wear, wing, but I don't know. When I was younger, it looked so ugly.
Oh, I never finished.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
So, I was clear mascara, and my parents literally were so strict on that, too.
Really?
Because I feel they were just going to think I was going to be like, oh, okay, they let me wear this, so I'm going to sneak in a little bit more. I don't know.
Oh, that was me.
I feel like that's me. That's literally you. Okay. Well, I got the clear mascara or whatever. It literally did nothing, but I felt so special. I'm like, oh my God, I'm wearing makeup. I'm a teenager now. But, and then my first actual mascara my mom gave to me for my birthday, I actually still have it. It's in my vanity. Dang, but that was like the little cheap one, but it was cute.
And I feel like, how much makeup do you wear right now? We should talk about how much makeup we wear, like.
I wear a little bit of, what is it, concealer? Mm-hmm. On my under eyes, because I look like I got beat up every time I take my makeup off. But a little bit of that, a little bit of mascara, some lip gloss, and blush. That's literally it.
Yeah, that's a good amount. I feel like that's, like, pretty much, like, all I wear, too. I add a little bit more now that I'm older. I still don't wear eyeshadow, though, because, I don't know, I just can't rock it.
I don't know.
I can't rock it.
It just looks, like, too much on me.
For special occasions, my mom will let me wear eyeshadow, but, like, if I wear it every day, it's just too much work. Like too much, yeah. It's too much work, too, anyways. So, how much makeup I wear? Well, where do we start, man? Well, I put concealer, and I wear blush. I wear a crap ton of mascara, if you guys haven't told. It's just, I don't know, I love mascara. And then I wear eyeliner now, too. And I don't really wear any lip products, just because my lips are kind of chunky. So if I add, like, any color to them, they look kind of like clown lips, you know what I mean?
I don't know. It looks too much, like, too grown up. Everybody else, like, not thinks they look funny. But, like, she thinks they look funny, so.
So, yeah, pretty much. Whatever she feels comfortable with. We wear kind of the same thing, except I wear eyeliner.
Yeah. I used to wear a lot of lipstick, but I kind of chilled out on that. Like,
Well, you looked good, though, with lipstick.
I looked older. That's what I liked about it, because I always wanted... I have a baby face, sort of, but, you know.
Yeah, but I think you looked really good with it, but that's how much makeup we wear. We're a little bit... I do put a lot of makeup on sometimes, and it's just not good, but we're going to get into the juiciest topic right now. Rebecca can't really have a topic, but I think this is probably going to be, like, the title of the podcast because it's so juicy. First kisses.
Okay, I have to pee.
She has to pee, so I guess I will talk alone.
Yeah.
This is lame, talking alone. First kiss. Well, Rebecca hasn't had a first kiss. That's good because she probably waited better than I did. But my first kiss, we're going to name him... We're going to come up with some fun names. We're going to name him... Daryl. Such a random name. Daryl. So, me and Daryl, well, we've been talking. We had a crush on each other, whatever. And, why am I talking like that? I'm nervous because Rebecca's not here and I'm ranting. I'm sorry. So, his name was Daryl and we were talking for a while and I had been dying for my first kiss. Like, your first kiss is something that, like, you want so bad. And you just want to, like, you just want to know what it feels like, because going to sleepovers and talking with girls, and they're like, oh, yeah, my first kiss, and some of them are really young. People have their first kiss at, like, 10, like, some two-year-old, man, they be getting on. But, yeah, I was, like, ready. I just wanted to experience my first kiss ready, and I probably shouldn't have rushed into it. I shouldn't have rushed into it. This is my advice to you guys. Don't rush into it, like, at all. I mean, you're gonna have your first kiss if you haven't yet, or if you have, that's totally fine, but just don't rush into it, because then you're gonna regret it. But anyway, so I was telling you, I haven't really gotten to the story, the juicy, okay. Becca's back. So, yeah, I was just telling him about, like, how, like, everyone wants their first kiss, like, because all the girls are always talking about first kiss.
Honestly, this is my point of view. I haven't got my first kiss yet because my parents, our parents, are really, really strict. So, if I got my first kiss and my parents didn't know who he was, like, I would get everything
you get taken slammed.
Away. I would,
like,
get my phone, my laptop, anything you can think of. My pillow taken away.
My door.
Yeah, my door. Like, anything that you can think of would be gone. So I just don't think that it's worth it.
Yeah, I did suffer some consequences for mine as well. But, anyways, moving on. So I'm just gonna tell my story because that's what everyone wants to know, right? That's what everyone wants to know. The tea. And so it was at the most romantic place on earth.
Oh my God.
Pita Piper pizzas. Pita Piper pizzas. I don't know if you guys have these Pita Piper pizzas where you guys go, but it's like a little arcade place, pretty much. But this certain one had a little roller coaster in it. And me and Daryl were like, let's go on the roller coaster.
That's the name.
Me and Daryl, we wanted to ride the roller coaster together. So me and a couple of our friends, we went on this roller coaster. And we sat next to each other, and oh my God, my heart was beating so fast. I was so nervous. Like, this little roller coaster, right? It goes in a circle. It just spins in a circle really fast.
But it's like...
But it's dark in there.
Yeah.
And the lights are, like, kind of crazy, and you're like, ooh, party. And it's a nice place to have a first kiss, I feel like. It was kind of like,
You know what I mean? Like, on the
Ferris wheel. Fell on him.
It's like the speed, the momentum is just too fast. So, pretty much, we were, I could tell he was nervous, Mr. Daryl, because he was turned the opposite direction of me the whole time, and I was just kind of enjoying the ride. We're kind of just chilling. So, but I was, like, looking at him. I'm like, is he going to try to kiss me? Like, I want my first kiss already. Like, this is just long overdue. So, he was just looking, like, oblivious the whole time, and I'm like, okay.
He's, like, just staring at the wall.
I'm like, so this ain't going to happen. But, so, it's, like, it's nice in there, you know what I mean? Like, where, like, the wind's blowing in your hair, and the lights are all, like, dark,
and there's, like, glowy lights in there and stuff.
It's yeah, really and it's a vibe. So, finally, he looks over in my direction, and you could tell this kid was nervous, man. He was quaking. But, so, finally, I don't know if I initiated it or they initiated it. It's not that, you know, it's not that important. But, so, finally, we both lean in, and boom. It was honestly magical, because I had never experienced anything like it, you know what I mean? And it's, like, it honestly, like, they say in the movies, like, time stopped, and it kind of did, you know what I mean? You were just, like...
Whoa.
It was like, whoa, yeah, it was a whoa moment, and you're just like, shoot, like, that was crazy, man. And first kisses, honestly, if it's at the right moment with the right person, not saying that mine was, I probably would have waited, but it's a cool experience. It's a cool experience. So I wouldn't rush anyone. If you haven't got your first kiss yet, that's totally fine. It's gonna be great. Just know that. I was like, whoa.
Honestly, I'm just gonna wait. I believe, like... Girls think that, like, it's fine if you think this, but, like, all the other girls kind of go up to the guy sometimes. But I think that the guy should go up to the girl first.
Yeah, I mean, that's just our, like, we kind of, like the guys to initiate it. But I think whenever it's the right timing, like, keep in mind, Mr. Daryl and I weren't dating, which is kind of the wrong way to do it. Like, I shouldn't be kissing anybody that ain't my boyfriend, you know what I mean? So, but I was just anxious. I was just... oblivious, curious, young, and wild. That's how I like to say it. But of course I did suffer the consequences, so be careful. If you have strict parents like us, man, it will bite you in the butt, bro. It will. But I think that's pretty much where we can close off at.
Wrap it up.
This was a really good podcast. It's super hot in our closet right now. We're like sweating.
We lit a candle in here to make it more vibey. It's a high.
We're like sweaty. But we did 40 minutes. That was a really good podcast. Cool. Not a lot of people make it that long. But hopefully you guys enjoyed this podcast of us ranting. What do you think, Becca?
It was fun. I was nervous at first, but I kind of got more.
It's like we're talking. Like, it's kind of like we're sharing our stories. Make sure to, of course, rate us so we can go higher up. We want to make it big time, baby. And also leave us, like, a comment, not only on how you like the podcast, but more topics that you guys want to hear from us. We have a list already. So what day should we post? I'm thinking, like, every either... It's Friday. I wanted to... Well, today's Thursday, but tomorrow will be Friday. I was like, oh, we should upload it on Friday.
We should... Friday's like...
Fridays is fun. Yeah. So, we'll probably upload every Friday for you guys, but just stay tuned. Subscribe. You know the vibes. And if you leave us a rating and a review, we will read a different review every time. You know what I mean? Like, we'll read someone's really good review.
Yeah.
Cool. So, that was the podcast, guys. Give it a like or whatever you can do on podcast, and we will see you guys next time on Cherry Lip Gloss.
That was great.